yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. And we're all a little overexcited because he's in the house. We'll catch up with him in just a moment. Chick flick alert. It's coming down the pike.
It is. I think I'm going to get you over the line this time with a film that I think, even though it might be for girls, you might love.
I doubt that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start with this bloke.
Come here. For over 50 years, our next guest, Alice Cooper, has rocked and shocked his way to legendary status, changing rock music forever. Or as Slash put it,
he was one of the main influences on most of the bands I was ever in.
It all started out in the 60s when Alice, then going by his birth name, Vincent, started playing in a high school band in Phoenix. A move after school to LA would see the band land on the name Alice Cooper, though fans instantly assumed it was the frontman's name, so over time, Vincent Fernier became...
You are Alice Cooper, I mean, you know.
Alice Cooper.
Sure. I had absolutely no qualms about that.
The band released their debut album on Frank Zappa's label in 1969. You will be reflected. A move to Michigan followed, and the unleashing of some gruesome stage antics with a live chicken and feathered pillows brought the band to national attention. And the Alice Cooper phenomenon had arrived. In 75, Alice became a solo act with the album Welcome to My Nightmare.
You're welcome to my nightmare.
Only women bleed.
The struggles and excesses of touring and fame would see him give up the drink in the 80s and in turn replaced it with another addiction. Golf.
Nice putt, Alice.
And in the late 80s and 90s, a reborn Alice would once again return to the charts. The godfather of shock rock is still going strong and is in Australia playing shows now on the old Black Eyes Is Back tour.
Hello, my little pretty.
Please welcome to the show rock and roll and radio's most infamous nightmare, Alice Cooper.
There you go. Did we miss anything?
No, I think we got everything.
I don't think we need to speak to you anymore. But
well, I got to go now.
So. what a catalogue. What a life.
Yeah, you know,
you've crammed a bit in, haven't you?
The coolest thing in the world is you get to meet everybody. I mean, from Sinatra to the Beatles Elvis. And I found that the bigger they were, the nicer they were.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really, you know, I mean, it was really pleasing to find out that the guys that you really looked up to were actually nice guys.
Oh,
wow,
yes.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Well, that's how we feel about you, and that's
indeed.
Why we're
excited
aboard.
Thank
to have
you
here.
For coming on our show. Oh, no. Now, Jane, I'll talk about the music which you found.
Well, I don't know if you recognised it. So the theme that we have for Kennedy Malloy for our show, I found on a really obscure, it's a really obscure track on a Slash album, and it's sung by yourself and a lovely lady named Nicole.
Yeah.
And it's called Baby Can't Drive.
Right. We wrote that. And my son actually did some writing on that, too.
Okay. So I heard that song and I thought, I'm going to use that opening as the opening for our national drive show. Can we just hear a bit of it?
Yeah. Listen, we love this. This gets us in the mood every day.
So there's a bit of Slash.
And I like a bit of cowbell, too.
Yeah. You got to have cowbell.
I'm ready to go.
And this is every day for 2 years. We've been using that.
Nicole was great. Her voice is
nuts.
She's gorgeous, but she can really sing.
She is the ideal rock, because I've always dreamed of being a front rock and roll chick, front person, you see.
Right. Yeah.
And Nicole,
that ship hasn't sailed yet,
first of all, everybody hates divas, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when I meet a girl that says, I'm going to be in rock, I said, then be a rock chick, all right?
Yeah.
Everybody loves Pat Benatar.
Yes.
Everybody loves Joan Jett.
Yes
they're great. Right. Susie Quattro,
Susie, everybody, you know.
Chicks with guitars.
But, I said, divas are just the most hated things on the planet. You know, at a point you just want to,
High maintenance, no good.
But
very
you have female guitarists in your band.
Nita Strauss.
Yeah, she's
Hurricane Nita Strauss. Yeah. Just got named guitarist of the decade.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Yeah, I know.
And she shreds. I mean, she plays like Steve Vai. I mean, she's a killer on guitar. And our drummer won Best Drummer in rock and roll, too.
Mate, you need to start pulling your finger out. It sounds like the band's doing all the heavy lifting at the moment.
It's great. Well, I mean, you know, every night I go on stage and I don't have to worry about the band at all. They're on it.
But
every
you've got
night.
The best in the world, really.
I got the best.
You've got your own things to worry about. Can I ask, the idea of a show, I think you're one of the first I can remember where it wasn't just a concert where you play your music from the albums. You put on a show. Where did the inspiration come from? Where did this whole persona come from?
I went to see The Who. I went to see all these great bands, and I went, you know, this is great. You know, it's rock heroes. And then I went, where are the rock villains? If there's all these heroes.
God,
I said, you've got all these Peter Pans and no Captain Hook. And I went, I would gladly be Rock's Joker.
Bit of bad guy.
You know?
Yeah.
So I created the character, Alice Cooper. And then at the time I went, if you're going to have a character like Alice Cooper, you better have a show that surrounds him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But first you have to have the music. If you don't have the cake,
correct,
you can't put the icing on it. So if we had a 9-hour rehearsal, 8 hours was on the music. Because we were up against Led Zeppelin. We're up against all these bands, you know.
There's a bit going on.
So when the band got really, really, really good, then we could start doing the theatrics.
Yeah.
Then you had the license to do the theatrics.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
But if you just went up there and did the theatrics and didn't have the band to go with it, you're a puppet show.
Well, can I ask about the infamous chicken incident, which we know has been debunked over years, but I'm interested in...
Nobody ever mentions Colonel Sanders. Why is that?
No, they don't. I don't know why.
Colonel Sanders has killed billions upon billions of chickens.
And it was not your intention to kill the chicken, by the way.
They come in buckets.
Okay,
down there.
Here's an Australian national audience.
Let's put it out there.
Here's the scenario.
Yeah.
We're on stage at the Toronto Peace Festival.
Right.
60,000 Canadian peace that are all grooving.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all grooving. You know, like
was
this.
Neil Young on before you?
No, but The Doors.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We went on between The Doors and John Lennon.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Okay.
Jeez.
So we know The Doors. Now, The Doors are over on the side, and they know what we're going to do.
Right.
But John didn't quite know what we were going to do. John and Yoko, they were street art, right?
Yeah, sure.
So when we get up on stage, at the end of the thing, we open up two pillows, and a white feather pillow will fill an auditorium.
Sure. Yeah.
Two of them with a CO2 cartridge. It's a snowstorm up there.
You're going big.
The guys in The Doors are over here going, yeah! You know, and then John's going, yeah! And the next thing I look down, there's a chicken. Now, I know I didn't bring the chicken.
You didn't bring the chicken.
But there it is. Now, I've never been on a farm in my life. I'm from Detroit, you know.
You're from Detroit. Motor City.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm from Motor City. Yep. It had wings. It had feathers. It should fly.
It should fly.
All right.
Chickens don't fly as much as they plummet. So I threw the chicken into the audience, and I have pictures of it, and I figured it would fly. Yeah. Somebody would catch it, take it home, and say,
safe.
This is my chicken, Alice. Alice did this to me.
Yeah.
The audience tore it to pieces.
So
and threw
fly.
The parts back
it
on stage.
Oh, okay.
And the next thing you know, Alice Cooper kills chicken and drinks the blood. Now, the kicker to the story is, is that the people that killed the chicken, the first five or six rows were all in wheelchairs.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
So they're the ones that kill the chicken.
There's a twist.
There's a twist, and it makes it even sicker than it was.
Wow.
Now, Frank Zappa calls me the next day.
Frank Zappa, what does he say?
He says, did you kill a chicken on stage last night? And I went, no. And he goes, well, don't tell anybody. They love it.
That's it.
Wait a minute. Right there I went, aha.
Ah. Yeah.
Audience is looking for a villain.
Yeah.
Looking for a villain.
And you know, I said, if you can be the villain and also get the laughs, in other words, if you can combine comedy, sexuality, hard rock, and scary at the same time, that's what created the show.
Well, people are looking for a villain, but are the kids who watch The Muppet Show? You did an appearance on The Muppet Show, which, our big 6'6", he from Phoenix as well.
Yeah.
Jay, he says he was watching The Muppet Show one day and you came on and you frightened him. To death, dressed as a red devil.
First of all, I watched The Muppet Show. It was the number one show in the world. And they said, do you want to do The Muppet Show? And I just established myself as this incredibly... Every parent hates me. I'm right where I want to be.
It's a pretty gutsy call from The Muppet Show producers.
Is going to just water down everything I've ever done.
Right.
You know? And so I said, who was on the show recently? And they went... Let me see. Christopher Lee, Vincent Price. I said, I'm in.
Yes, there you go.
I'm in. Yep. And I never had so much fun in my life.
Yeah, okay.
I've never had so much fun.
And what did you sing? What did you
end up? We did, first of all, when it was a week of rehearsal in London.
Oh, my God.
You shot it in London.
Oh.
And you're rehearsing so much with the Muppets that they become people.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there with Miss Piggy.
Were you drinking heavily at this stage?
No, I'm telling you, I'm sitting there with Miss Piggy, and we're rehearsing. And I said, Piggy, I said, it'd be a great idea if you're like, we're going to do you and me, if you put your head on my shoulder. Oh. And my, she goes, oh, that's a good idea.
And everything.
And I'm going, yeah, well, we'll. And pretty soon I realize I'm talking to a guy's hand in a piece of felt.
That's right.
But she's reacting exactly the way a human would.
That's the way it should be.
And then, you know, like Kermit comes in and going, you know, pretty soon he was getting a little mad because she was coming on to me. She was coming on to me pretty hard. Yeah.
Right.
And it's Kermit. She's a pig. Hard. She's coming on to me. Okay.
Question. What is more important, a roadie or a caddy? Who do you
roadies?
Roadies.
Roadies are family.
Oh, well, there's a roadie in the room, we have to.
Yes. No, caddies, I don't even
use. But they're doing the same job, aren't they? I mean, of
if you're Tiger Woods, if you're one of those guys, a caddy's very important. If you just play rock and roll golf like we do, you know, you're in a cart and you're having fun playing golf. I've been in tournaments with caddies and they're great. It's wonderful, but they kind of like want to take over your game. Yeah. You know, hit a 7-iron here. And I go,
I've been told what to
really?
Do.
This is an 8-iron. No, it's a 7. Am I going to make you mad if I hit an 8? You know.
We were chatting off air about both of your love of golf. Both of you love golf. And what would your, we're thinking of your dream
rock and
team. Rock and roll dream team.
What other guys
do
you in the biz like to swing a club?
I'll tell you who's good. Okay, Dweezil Zappa. Oh.
Dweezil.
Yeah.
Dweezil can play.
Yeah.
What's the name from No Doubt's drummer?
Oh yeah, okay.
Sure. Yep,
no. He can play.
He's good,
a scratch golfer.
He's good.
Yeah,
couldn't Ambrose.
So a lot of country western guys can play.
But you've got to get time off to keep your. I mean, I don't want to be rude and ask what your handicap is because
5. Am I right?
What's that?
5 your is your golf handicap?
Yeah, 5.
Is that
That's very, very good.
But here's a good one now.
That's really impressive.
I'm going to tell you something you're not going to believe, and I don't blame you for not believing it. I had my 71st birthday, and I said I'm going to shoot my age.
Oh, here we go. Did you?
I shot 65.
Oh, wow.
Hang on.
7 birdies.
And you don't look a day
over. And I was playing with my teacher. So it was like playing with a guy
what a
great day. Well, that's the greatest achievement in golf.
65.
What course, can I ask what course?
That was a course called Apache Wells. And,
And
it was it was one of those days where how many mulligans did you take? I said, when you're playing like that, you don't need mulligans. I hit every fairway, I hit every green, and I could close my eyes and putt, and it went in the hole. The very next day, I went back and shot 77, my normal score.
Oh, that's a tough day.
You've played a round of golf with John Daly, as have I. How much fun was that?
John is great.
Here's my memory. He had a cigarette for every shot.
Oh.
He was on the tee, and he'd put it out.
No, I would tell John. I'd tell John, I said, John, your problem is not drinking and gambling. Yes. I said, your problem is every time you get drunk, you get married.
Oh, has he been
which
found
is true.
The traps a few times?
I think he's like 4 or 5 Hooters waitresses, you know. And
that's
he's sitting
so
there going, you know, maybe a church girl. Maybe
maybe just
something.
Date them. Oh, that's hilarious.
If John Daly, if you needed $100 and that was his last $100, he would give it to you.
That's beautiful.
He was great fun, wasn't he? He's
nicest
a large
guy
life
out there.
Character. Fashion sense is a little unique.
But here's a good one, though. I asked Tiger and Phil 2 different times, who's the best guy 60 yards in? They both said John Daly.
Correct.
Well, you've seen his drive.
I have. I've outdriven John Daly off the tee. Yeah.
He's very humble about it.
No, it was a par 3, and I was 40 yards out the back. You know, I skinned it. But, you know, Tiger Woods famously says in a story, I think he was at the Masters or somewhere, and John Daly was at the bar, and he walked past him, and he goes, hey, Tiger, why don't you come and join me for a drink? And Tiger said, if I had half as much natural ability as you, I would join you.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. And everybody respects Daly on that level.
Yeah.
You know, and yet, it was a good one. He plays guitar. He's got a band.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately. And
how do you feel about
one
that?
Night I go into a bar after the Bob Hope tournament, and he's in there, and he's doing knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, which goes on forever anyways.
It does.
And he says, Alice, come on up. And so I'm okay. So for 10 minutes I'm up there, you know, and I'm up there, and
that's
finally
hilarious.
Who came in?
Famous?
Oh, yeah.
Who could really, like, not Bob Dylan himself.
Who had the no.
That would be bad.
The guy that had at the Super Bowl that had the...
who got the sleeves?
Oh, so from Maroon 5.
No, where her boob fell out.
Boob.
Oh,
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake walks in. I went, Justin, come here. And he comes over and I go, tag, you're in. He was up there for 20 minutes. Next day when we were on a team together. So he comes in and he goes, the next day he goes, thanks. You know, I was up there for a half an hour with him.
Can I ask you, one of our personal favourites of yours is I'll Bite Your Face Off. Hey, can you talk us through the process of
writing
that song, which we love dearly?
Of which one? Which song?
I Bite Your Face Off.
Oh, well, you know, what a strange coincidence this was.
Doesn't involve John Daly, does it?
We were writing a song that was going to be like a tribute to the Stones. Stonesy feel to it. And I figured, you know, here's a girl that, like this. She says, and she's great, except that she'll bite your face off at the least. Now, when that song came out, they caught the guy in Florida that was taking bath salts, and he literally bit a guy's face off.
No kidding.
The same day. And then it got to be a thing where people were biting people's face off. And I'm going, oh, come on. You know,
what are the chances?
It's another one you're going to cop the blame for.
Literally.
Yeah. I said, boy, the Alice really knows how to get that song in there right after the news. I went, no, the song was written first.
Well, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. I think that'll be on. On many
rotation.
Turntables.
Do you know what? Also, there's many things I love about you. You love animals.
Yes.
And you are out here, of course, too, because you're going to be performing not only your own concerts, but you're going to the bushfire.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, that's going to really, be great.
Thank you.
And you've been in your tweets on Twitter. I follow you as well. And you've been really caring about our animals because we've lost about a billion.
Yeah. That is so hard.
It could be over a billion, actually. It's really nuts. Yeah. Really insane. But I'm fascinated by... I love the fact that you are a dog man.
Yes.
Love that. But your snakes still fascinate me and how you...
Snakes are great.
Yes. Now, you're really human. You treat them like humans.
Here's something you have to worry about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm writing this down.
I'm thinking about Australia
and I'm looking up where the fire is and I'm figuring... Where are the snakes going?
Correct.
They're going towards Sydney and
Melbourne.
You're
the first person who's brought that up, actually.
So somewhere in your sewers, there's millions of snakes that are going,
and there's no good ones
got burned.
They're all poisoned. They're all like dead.
And they're all poisoned. No, I've never come across a snake here in Australia, and I play every day. You know, go out and play every day.
I've been voted at my golf club member most likely to be bitten by a tiger snake. That's how wayward my game is.
We see rattlers every day in Arizona.
Oh, wow.
And we literally pick them up with our putter and put them out in the desert.
But will they kill you, a rattler?
Yeah.
But you're Alice Cooper, it's okay.
I walk up and I go.
It'd be respect from the snake.
I go, hey, it's me. You auditioned. Remember last year you auditioned for the show?
Yeah. You lost the gig, man.
I was going to bite you, but Alice, on your way.
Yeah. Good for you. No, actually, if they're stretched out, you can pick them up. And they won't do anything.
Okay.
If they're coiled, you don't get near them. The only guys that ever get bit are these guys. Hey, Bubba, watch this. Boom. You know.
On that note, can't thank you enough for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you.
We're going to play. What are we going to play now?
Oh, we are going to play Alice Cooper, absolutely.
Is it Department of Youth?
Department of Youth.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in. What are the concerts again?
All right, tomorrow night in Melbourne at Rod Laver Arena. Then Alice is in Sydney on Saturday night. Then next Tuesday at Brisbane. And by the way, Alice is donating 10% of merchandise sales from the entire tour to the bushfire appeal as well,
which
is incredible.
Good on you, mate.
Tickettech.com.au, but it's the old Black Eyes is back tour. You don't want to miss it. This is one show everyone should go and see.
You do not want to miss this one because it's the best show ever.
It's the real theatrical, big full-on.
Oh,
you know?
And the band is killer.
Wow.
The band is so good that it's scary.
Should I wear black?
All black.
All black.
And don't forget, Night Radio Show, Nights with Alice Cooper, which is broadcast on this very network on the Triple M Classic Rock Digital as well. We are not worthy. What a thrill.
Well, I'm not politically incorrect. I'm politically incoherent. Okay?
You're excused.
Good
on
you,
Alice Cooper.
Thank you very much.
And this is Kennedy Malloy.